Welcome back to Matt Glynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more, believe me, this is a really history-churning time. One piece of good news. I always like to throw in some good news, because when you're talking about the Republicans, it's usually bad news. But this has to do with Obama and Biden. Joe Biden opened up a window, an enrollment window for Obamacare. 6 weeks, 6 week window. The Republicans scream bloody murder. What are you doing? What are you doing? We're trying to kill Obamacare. What are you doing opening an enrollment period? Well, why shouldn't there be an enrollment period? I mean, it's there. And it passed. And they tried to get rid of it and they couldn't do it. And it passed. The good news is that in that 6 weeks, there were 500,000 new enrollees in Obamacare. Now, that's really good. These are people that had no health care, you know. And when you talk about health care, here's the sad fact. Everybody ultimately gets health care. If you are down and out and have a heart attack in the street, an ambulance will come. They'll take you to the emergency room. It's very expensive. It's very inefficient. And it's too late. And it's basically palliative care at the end, frequently. And if you had a system where you could go in to have your blood pressure checked once a year, or a woman for a mammogram, you can avoid things that become very expensive later. And I'm making this financial. The truth is, it's moral. The truth is, we're talking about human beings. So the idea about Obamacare is, you know, suddenly you're going to have people getting regular checkups and getting regular care. From a Democrat's point of view, and for most decent Republican point of view, human beings are getting medical care. But from people who are, you know, gimlet-eyed green shade accountants, it's a lot cheaper to do it this way than to do it by having them dragged out of the street by the EMT and taken to the emergency room. That's a very expensive, stupid way to do it. But the Republicans want to get rid of Obamacare. They've been trying. For 10 years, they've been trying. And they scream bloody murder when Joe Biden put this new window in, and it worked. 500,000 new enrollees. It's very, very good. At this point, there's such a massive number of people in this country that have health care, and they've done it basically. They've basically done it through a capitalist system. These are insurance companies, private insurance companies. They bid. Biden is putting in his proposal has put in Medicare as a public option. But even putting that aside, it's been a very, very successful program. And the Republicans are no more going to be able to get rid of it than they're going to be able to get rid of Social Security or Medicare, which they've also tried to get rid of. In 1935, Roosevelt pushed through Social Security. Republicans opposed it, said it was socialism. Germany had had it since the 1880s under Otto von Bismarck. The idea is you don't want old people. You don't want old people kind of living in squalor and huts somewhere and starving. I mean, that's pretty basic. Pretty basic. People pay into it. It's a great idea. Great idea. Even Ron Johnson, our terrible senator, who's got to get removed. This guy, I'm telling you, he turned on the FBI and the CIA, said he didn't trust him even when he was chairman of the Subcommittee on Homeland Security last time. And they reported him. He says to their face, I don't trust you. I trust Trump. Trump trusts Putin. I'm tired of Putin and I'm tired of Trump. I'm tired of Johnson. And Johnson said in this term, Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. A Ponzi scheme is something Charles Ponzi back in the 30s, he was a crook. And what he did was you'd invest money with him and he'd stick it in the bank and say he invested it. And then when somebody wanted to withdraw it, he'd take new contributions and keep juggling them. So he had plenty of cash and he just kept paying people who wanted to cash out with new money until it all came crashing down. But that's not what Social Security is. Social Security is you pay it in. You pay it in. And there are treasury notes for it. And it works. And Ron Johnson thinks it's a Ponzi scheme. Got to get that guy out. We're going to go to Texas. We are going to go to Texas. Unfortunately, we're going to Texas. If you think that Georgia has a restrictive voting law now, they are just ginning up and passing one because they have a gerrymandered legislature, Republican, and the governor, who's bad news. And here's what it's going to do. Limit early voting and limit advocacy for early voting. In other words, it'll be against the law for public officials to advocate early voting or even inform people of early voting. It's going to severely limit ballot drop boxes. You know, Houston and Harris County has millions of people in it. They'll get the same number of drop boxes as Buffalo Horn County somewhere in the panhandle. No more straight ticket voting. Okay. No vote harvesting, they call it. In other words, can't go to an old age home. People can't know what to do and have somebody take their ballots lawfully and bring them to the clerk. Can't do that. But here's what was really bad. There are threats to poll workers of losing their jobs and even criminal prosecution if they do not let poll watchers come very close to the voting. Now, the problem with that is in 2000, thugs came from around the country and intimidated elderly poll watchers in Miami and had them stop the counting. And Al Gore ultimately, it turned out, won that state in its electoral vote when they looked at it afterwards. But they intimidated them. Well, you're going to have lantern-jawed cretins. You're going to have werewolves and she-wolves of QAnon show up at the polling places in Texas, and they're allowed to walk right up and watch people vote in this new law. And if, you know, Mabel Jones, who's 80 years old and she's a poll watcher and weighs 105 pounds, is sitting there, and a couple of lantern-jawed cretins come up to her. They say, ma'am, you know, you could go to prison if you interfere with us, and you'll lose your job as a poll watcher next time. What do you think's going to happen if a 6'4", 250-pound guy comes up and says that to her? So he's going to stand there. They're going to glare. They're going to say, hey, wait, you don't look like you're registered. They're going to interfere, and they're especially going to do it in minority areas. You know, do you have a criminal conviction? Well, if you have a misdemeanor conviction, it doesn't disable you, and they'll get afraid and they'll leave. This is the kind of stuff that's happening. There are 254 counties in Texas, a third of the population of Texas. Texas is 29 million people. About 10 million of them live in five counties. This limits drive-in voting. It limits counties of more than 100,000 people to do certain things. And you can file election challenges in any county, any of the 254, not just Austin, the capital. They'll all go up to the panhandle. Strange. You know, I mean, I'm sure they're nice people, but, you know, this is what's happening in Texas. It is very dangerous, very dangerous. You've got to speak out. Poll workers will be threatened with prosecution and losing their jobs while people interfere with the voting. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.